Episode 2427, Quality Over Quantity.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It's time to get your health on. It is Wellness Wednesday, so put a smile on your face. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's time to choose what you put on your plate. Quality over quantity. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, eating well-planned meals for a healthy lifestyle can be challenging. Quality over quantity, that is the question. Because think about it, is a calorie a calorie? Is it really equal? Whether you're eating something out of a bag versus from the refrigerator. I know we don't want to talk about it because it makes us uncomfortable because we begin to think that, should I be feeling guilty? Well, it is the beginning of a new season. Yes, it's the pre-New Year's kickoff. And you're like, what? I know, I get it. But think about after Labor Day, it's like it's a brand new season. Because the kids are going back to school, you're starting new routines over. That's what happens with the new year, right? It's our excuse to say, it's a new season, it's a new year, I can do something different. Well, let's look at the new school year and do the same thing. So it's like preseason football. Oh, and you know how I love football. So let's bring it on and talk about some good food. But unfortunately, the way we eat is not the way we should be eating, right? Our foods are processed and the labeling confuses us. And then we begin to think about, well, what's really happening? Where do I begin to even start? I want to change my habits, but what does that look like? You might read a label that makes it appear the food is quote unquote real, but after analyzing it, you realize, well, that's not the case. What am I eating? Is it even real food? But it stamped that it is, and well, it's kind of sort of in the refrigerator. So isn't it real? Sometimes it's not. And when nothing is for sure, nothing is done. And that's why it's easier to do what you're used to. Sticking in your comfort zone, eating the same thing, how you were raised or what you like, convenience. There appears to be no method to the madness of healthy eating. And we get lost. What should I do? Where should I go? Well, let's just do what I know. But today, I want you to give yourself some grace. And I want you to simplify in seconds. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Simplify in seconds. Why complicate our plate? Why complicate our food that is sustenance? It's not something that has to meet the criteria of, well, it doesn't need to have red food coloring in it or blue food coloring in it. No, it needs to meet basic necessities so we, as in our bodies, can grow and can actually be fueled by what we're putting in. And if we look at our food and we say, well, you know what? I don't really see it as sustenance. That only confuses us and it encourages easy choices. We choose our food from emotions. Yep, think back. I'm taking you back. Here we go. A breakup. Maybe it was a bad grade for you. You were one of those kind of kids. You were just that 4.0 perfectionist. There's nothing wrong with that because, you know, you're listening to one right now. I feel like I'm a recovering one, but let's be real. So we would choose our foods off of emotions, right? That half a gallon of ice cream. Maybe it's moods. Oh, I'm just kind of tired. I'm going to eat whatever. I'm just going to feel that urge. Location, right? Maybe vacation, family, money, and budget. So forget about the why and focus instead on the what, the quantity and the quality. And when we're talking about quantity, we're usually talking about food in terms of numbers, calories, grams of fat compared to protein, percentages, you know, your percentage of your daily vitamin C or how much vitamin D you're getting in, how many added sugars, and so on. But today, I want you to focus on quality, right? It's all about quality over quantity. And it's about simplification, right? Simplify in seconds. Number one, buy whole foods. And no, I didn't say go to Whole Foods and buy your food. I said buy whole foods. Eat whole foods. That's real food. That's stuff that you know, stuff you can pronounce. If you're looking at a package in the frozen section versus in the refrigerated section, look on the label. Can you pronounce what's in there? Does it make sense? If so, okay, maybe it's more real. But if you're looking at things that are longer than 7 to 10 characters, maybe you should put a question mark, because I don't know about you, but chicken is pretty simple. I haven't seen anything weird that describes chicken. There's types of chicken like breast and thighs and legs. That makes sense, right? Vegetables, you go and maybe you're looking at squash. Well, squash, oh, I don't think there's anything different. Yellow squash. Okay, might have an extra word there, but it's not talking about the dye of yellow and it has this long chemical name attached to it. It's just yellow squash and you can see it and you know that's what it is, even though it may be packaged. Buy whole foods. I love to say, if God made it, you can eat it. And you want to have it in its most natural state. Now, that doesn't mean that it doesn't have some processing involved, because most of us, I mean, it would be nice, but most of us are not going out in our backyard and taking care of our own animals and doing what we need to do and having our own garden and gathering our fruits and vegetables on our own. We're going to a grocery store. We're going somewhere to purchase it. So buy the whole foods, the real foods, the I know that God made it foods. Simplify in seconds. Number two, choose unprocessed foods. That's where you're going to see those chemical names. Look at your labels. Yellow is not going to say just yellow. I mean, it does, but then it has something long attached to it. And you're like, what? It's the unprocessed foods. So shop the outer perimeter of your grocery store. Because everything in the middle, not so much. Not good. Somebody had to make it. It's not in its most natural state. Now, yes, you may find some nuts in there. So there are some exceptions, because I've actually gotten emails saying, well, there are some good health foods, you know, in there. Okay. One thing that people say, well, what about granola bars? Okay, what about granola bars? Look at the label. Is it really granola and only granola? Or do you have added sugars that are not needed? Because, well, it makes it taste better. Right? It satisfies the palate. It's a different sensory zone that it's trying to hit in our brain. So you got to choose the unprocessed foods. Again, go back to number one, right? Buy whole foods, the real stuff in the most natural state. And finally, number three, when you simplify in seconds, you got to eat in season. That's the easiest thing to do. Go to your local markets, your farmer markets. I love those. Number one, it's supporting your farmers in your community. If you have co-ops, go to co-ops. I guarantee you, they're not selling you boxes of stuff. It's real food. So eat in season. And if you're like, well, I really just don't have that convenience and I don't always like seasonal foods, that's okay, because we all have our own taste buds and there's nothing wrong with that. So shop the frozen section. If you love strawberries, well, strawberries are not in season all year long. So go and get your frozen strawberries. However, make sure you read the label. Because did you know there's, I don't know, I think there's at least 6 different ways to buy strawberries. And that's not talking about all the different brands that are out there. But you're going to have some that have added sugar to them. No, you just want the whole strawberry and that's it. You can take it home, you can thaw it, and then you can use it how you want to. Be careful because some say, oh yeah, it's got this and the juices. It's not the juices of a strawberry. When was the last time that you could squeeze a strawberry and have juice come out of it? It's not an orange, right? And you're calling it a strawberry. It doesn't work that way. You can mush it up. So really look at your labels. It may say, oh, 100% real juice. Well, what's that real juice? Because the last time I looked, there's not juice in a strawberry. So it really comes down to knowing what you're putting in your mouth as fuel for your body, the sustenance that you're saying yes to. And with this new season starting, why not start building a different plate that fuels your body for greatness? When you add in all that other CRAP with unprocessed foods, and I'm not saying to kick them out of the, you know, your kitchen, but I am saying that for 80% of the time, at least, maybe, and maybe for some people, it's 95% of the time. But you've got to do what's right for your body. But the majority of it, I would want you to squeeze in 4/5 of your foods should be for quality over quantity. And that's real food. And I promise you, you'll notice a difference in how you feel, in how you sleep, in how you perform, in how you interact with your family, how you go out and live in the real world, how you perform in your job. It has an impact on that. So simplify your plate and eat real food. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, yummy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.